Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And this is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 8th, 2012. And we are yet in the book of Revelation. We are yet looking at the deep truths given to us by Yahshua through the disciple Johann. You know them as Jesus and John. And this book of Revelation is teaching us the deep inner workings of this wicked system, showing us the reality of this wicked system, so that we may find ourselves able to organize and stand together, stand for the oppressed, and deliver the oppressed from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. All right, we are yet in the book of Revelation, as I said once again, verse 18 in chapter 2, and we are looking at the Son of God. We are looking at the Son of God talking to us, having eyes of fire, eyes of a flame, eyes like unto a flame of fire. Yahshua is talking. Yahshua is looking. Yahshua is seeing with the eye in his mind. His consciousness is able to give insight, able to see. He has the faculty of knowing. Now this flame, eyes like unto a flame of fire. Now that word flame is found under the number 5395. Let me hit this word. 5395. You pronounce it in the Greek, phlox. It's a feminine noun. It's a flame, a fire. And we know preliminarily that this is the fire of revolution. So women, you are like a flame. You are like a flame of fiery revolution. And when we raise the woman up, raise the feminine up, we will be able to fight this revolution. Too long the male has been put out front. But we must, male and female, together fight this revolution. Flame of fire, the Son of God, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire. Him is red eye. This word fire, 4442. On the Greek side, per is how you pronounce it. It's the word fire or fiery. So what we're seeing, fire having to do with being angry. Angry at Babylon. Angry at Caesar and Rome then. Angry today at the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Angry at the wicked ruling class and ruling families who are destroying the human family, destroying the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Eyes of fire. Eyes of like a flame of fire, flaming fire. Jesus, Yahshua Christus, is flaming at this wicked system because Yahshua Christus has that type of love for the oppressed and hatred. Remember, it was a word that we talked about not long ago, that Yahshua hated this rotten system. And I hate this rotten system and love the oppressed with an undying love. Now, feet. He has feet. Eyes like a flame of fire and feet like fine brass. This word feet, 4228, on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word in the Greek language is pronounced pous. It means feet of man or beast. Often in the Orient, watch this now. Often in the Orient, one puts his foot on the vanquished. Also, the meaning is of disciples. The feet of disciples listening to their teacher's instruction are said to be at his feet, meaning the feet of the teacher. This is such wonderful meaning and definition when we research it. So let us break this down. We the revolutionary, we the believer, are to conquer Babylon. We are to conquer modern day Rome and modern day Caesar. As Yahshua in that day was showing the African Hebrew Israelite nation, and by extension, the original African church that accepted all, no matter the color and ethnicity, Africa or Europe or Middle East or India or whatever. As it was then, Yahshua taught, defeat Caesar, conquer Rome. Through what? Through organization, through coming together. I'm reading a book, Jesus and the Powers, by Richard Horsley. And he is talking about how Yahshua, unlike those other revolutionaries who grabbed a weapon and went to Jerusalem and said, we're here to fight you, Rome, with these physical weapons. Caesar would crush him, kill him. Other leaders would say, let's go into the wilderness and fight Rome with these weapons, these swords and whatnot. Caesar and Rome would come and crush him and kill him. But Yahshua is just as much as a revolutionary, and more so because he didn't pick up a weapon. Now his disciples had weapons, had swords. Jesus said, okay, you have enough swords. But Jesus' sword was his tongue and the word of God in his tongue, and that word of God which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Jesus began to go amongst the African Hebrew Israelite nation and impart love to the African Hebrew Israelite nation, cause them to love each other again, cause them to have compassion for each other again, cause them to have that desire to stand up on behalf of each other, on behalf of oppressed, and stand up on behalf of the African ancestors and knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and rally around each other and organize each other and push out Caesar and Rome and the teaching of Caesar as Lord and Savior when he was nothing but a despot and a killer. Yahshua began to teach that way and teach that we should not think and act like the Gentiles and the heathens. He's talking about Caesar and Rome and the European rulership. Don't think and act like Caesar. Don't think and act like Rome. Don't think and act like the ruling class and ruling families, the wicked Roman Empire, wicked rulers and killers and destroyers and bloodshedders. And through that, organizing with the people and teaching the people that they are Elohim. They are gods and goddesses. They are important. The Most High loves them. And raising the people up into that knowledge, they began to shake off Rome and defeat Caesar. And Yahshua is the conqueror. Yahshua comes to conquer Caesar, conquer Rome. That word set in St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And Jesus set in the mountains and began to teach the multitudes, the Beatitudes and whatnot. That word set in the Greek language means that Yahshua is taking the kingdom from Caesar and giving it to the people. It means to take the kingdom and confer the kingdom on another. The Most High is taking the power from the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers today and giving that power to the people. Look at the uprising of the people. Look at the Occupy and the protest movement going on all over the earth. We are looking as we live and breathe that the power is being taken from the modern day Roman Caesar in Babylon, which is the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, and being given to the masses of the people, Africa, Asia, Middle East, Europe, Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, the oppressed all over the earth. Zbigniew Brzezinski, former security leader in the Carter administration, said recently to a bunch of wicked puppets that it is easier now to kill a million than to control a million. My minister Louis Farrakhan taught us and told us that Zbigniew just said this to a group of leadership wicked puppets. What is Zbigniew saying? Zbigniew is saying that the people are thinking for themselves. The people are thinking with a new mind. The people are coming to understand that the ruling class and families, their power is over. The people are uniting with this thought process, which is the thought of Christ, which is the thought to rise up and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. This thinking is overturning the rulership of the wicked ruling class and families. This thinking is conquering Rome, conquering the modern day Caesar, conquering the Rothschilds, conquering the Oppenheimers, conquering the synagogue of Satan, conquering the Illuminati Masonic order. And so they have plans to kill and destroy. But God, the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, will defeat them and has defeated them all. Their plans, their wicked plans, will not come into fruition. I've been doing research at the behest of my brother at the job. I call him Ra, on the King Alfred plan. The King Alfred plan is a plan to destroy black people. Why destroy black people? Why is it Zbigniew Brzezinski? Do you want to kill black people? He didn't say black, but he said those that are threatening their rulership, their power. But we know that the FBI targeted black people in the Americas. In America. Why? Because we're the African Hebrew Israelite nation. The prophecy must fulfill. We must rise up and realize that we are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. The state of Israel is the synagogue of Satan. The Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are the synagogue of Satan. They are the Jews who call themselves Jews but are not the Jews. They are the synagogue of Satan. We must realize, coming from Rasta people in the nation of Islam, that it is we who are the true African Hebrew Israelite nation. And when we do so, not if, but when, we will look into all of the oppressed peoples of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white, and show them that they are the Messiah. They are the sons and daughters of God. And they have the power, and we have the power together to conquer. You see, this word feet has the meaning of conquering. Conquering the wicked powers and wicked rulers. And so this King Alfred plan, Gil Scott Heron wrote a song about the King Alfred plan. Research this. The Morris Science Temple sisters and brothers have researched on the internet about the King Alfred plan. A preacher by the name of Hagen, I believe his name is. I'm going to have to put his name on my summary page. Did a whole hour dealing with the King Alfred plan. And we want to add to that research. Why target us? Why target the black man and woman? The Illuminati Masonic Order, the FBI, the CIA, J. Edgar Hoover, George Herbert Walker Bush, Jimmy Carter also put in, helped implement those plans. They did an update in 1984 to include Latino sisters and brothers. But why the black man and woman initially? Once again, because you are the true Jew, black man and woman. The prophecy is that you and we will rise up as the Messiah people and raise up all of the oppressed, and that we will conquer Babylon and conquer the Rothschilds and conquer the Oppenheimers. I thank my brother Ra for putting it on my mind to go after this research. So, the meaning of foot or feet, Pus 4228, also carries the meaning of putting the foot on the enemy. Putting the foot on. Let me hit that again. I went out. Let me hit it again and make sure I get this definition right. 4228. Pus. Putting the foot on the vanquished. Yes. And so the vanquished means that one that is defeated. And so Caesar is defeated. The Rothschilds are already defeated. And we will put our foot on the neck of Babylon. Now, remember that word also carried the meaning of a disciple listening to the teacher's instruction and are said to be at the feet of the teacher. And so, Yahshua is the teacher, sisters and brothers. Yahshua Mashiach, in the Greek, Jesus Christ, or Joshua, Jesus Christos. But Joshua or Yahshua Mashiach is the teacher. Is the teacher teaching us the knowledge, the wisdom, with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. But look into the definition of Yahshua. Deliverance is a definition. Deliverance is the teacher. The spirit of deliverance is teaching us. The spirit of liberty is another word that Yahshua means. When you do the deep research, salvation, you get Yahoshua and Yahshua and Yeshua and all of the surrounding words that surround that name that we come to know as Jesus in the Greek is Yahshua and Yahoshua and Yeshua and Yahshua in the African Hebrew language. Carries the meaning of liberty. Liberty is the teacher today. The universe is teaching us about liberty and deliverance. You see, the whole of creation is that Yahshua Christus, that Yahshua Mashiach, that is teaching us. Also, health. The health of the people has been denied. The oppressed are unhealthy because of this nasty, rotten system. So Yahshua also means health. And that word health carries the word heal. Yahshua is healing us. Healing us and making us whole again, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Another definition of Yahshua is wealth. The wealth of the people in America, in the Americas, the native indigenous people who are black and red. We had black people that were here before slavery, along with the red man, black and red together, mixing together. So we, the indigenous peoples of the Americas, the land and wealth and resources will be returned back to us, back to the red man, back to the indigenous peoples of the Americas. In Africa, in Asia, in Central and South America, in Mexico, in the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. All the indigenous peoples of the earth who have been denied, and the poor and the afflicted and the needy and the oppressed who have been denied the wealth of the earth, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, the wealth of the universe. Yahshua, the teacher, is bringing it back through this teaching. Another definition, prosperity. Only the wealthy are prosperous. Only the wicked ruling class 1%, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, are prosperous. But Yahshua means prosperity. We will be prosperous, not at the expense of anyone. Bob Marley, 1979, in that concert, said every man has a right to decide his own destiny, but not if it's going to be detrimental to the people. It must be beneficial to the people. And it is not beneficial that only the oligarchs and the plutocrats are prosperous. It is not beneficial that the presidents and prime ministers of this world are the gatekeepers and continue to uphold the wicked ones and continue to uphold this prosperity only for the wealthy. No, Yahshua say prosperity for the oppressed, prosperity for the
poor, the afflicted, and the needy. And when we will do away with poverty and impoverishment. Vengeance is another meaning. Why vengeance? The Most High is angry with the ruling class and ruling families and will take vengeance upon them. So if you love the wealthy, many of my church sisters and brothers are so in love with the rich and the wealthy, it's sickening, sickening. But if you love the wealthy so much, then you teach them that if they do not change their ways, the Most High will take vengeance upon them. And if they do not change their ways, we are uniting anyway, and we will leave them behind. I heard a Rasta say that death is a force of nature just like lightning. The righteous pass it every day, but those with evil in their hearts fear it. That is why there is no need to slay the wicked. Just leave them to face death and they will perish. Why? Because they live a life of death and hell and destruction. And we live a life of life and leave death. Life got to live and death got to die. So, Yahshua is the teacher. Christ, Mashiach, is the teacher. Christ means that spirit and anointing to rise up with power to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. The African Hebrew Israelite nation, the kings of those ancient days and times, all pledged after they were Christed, after they were Mashiach, after they were Messiah, the kings and queens in that day, and the deliverers in that day, and prophets all pledged to stand and fight on behalf of the oppressed and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Yahshua, Mashiach, is the teacher. We're going to take our last break. I'll see you on the other side of the break. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 8th, 2012. And I want to shift now and go to a Sunday school lesson that we had recently. And that title, I'm looking at my time, making sure I don't go over time. That title is, let me check my time, y'all. All right, we're all right. That title, Praying as God's People. Sisters and brothers, and let me hit that in this Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Sisters and brothers, Jesus is showing us how to reject Caesar, the ancient Caesar, and the modern day Caesar. Jesus is showing us that we must reject the mind of Caesar, the mind of the ruling class, and the mind of the Rothschilds, and mind of the Oppenheimers. Jesus is showing us how to think independently of the wicked ruling class and families. Jesus is a wonderful, masterful teacher. You see, sisters and brothers, the subject matter in St. Matthew chapter 6, coming down to the Lord's Prayer, Jesus says in verse 5, chapter 6, St. Matthew, "When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites." Let me hit this word hypocrite, 5273. One who answers, an interpreter, an actor, a stage player, a dissembler, a pretender, a hypocrite. So Jesus is talking about those who are answering to someone, who are interpreting for someone, who is an actor, a player on the stage, a dissembler, one who is a pretender, acting in one way, but in reality is another way. That word, let me see, dissembler, to disguise or conceal behind a false appearance. So Jesus is talking about somebody here, y'all. He say, don't act like the hypocrites. The hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now, Jesus is causing us to understand how the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees conducted themselves. He says in verse 7, "When thou pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do." And that word heathen, 1482 on the Greek side, ethnikos, it means pagans, it means Gentile. Now, Gentile does not refer to Africa. Gentile refers to Rome and Europe and the ruling class and Caesar. Look it up. Every time you see Gentile in the New Testament in your ledger, it says Greek or Roman. Jesus is calling out Caesar, calling out Rome, calling out those wicked rulers from Europe. Now I want to make a point on this. Jesus says, do not pray like those who only pray for public consumption. You see, Jesus is talking about the scribes and the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians. And Jesus is not just talking as a religious man. Jesus is also talking as one who is dealing with politics, culture, and economics. And as it was then, so it is today. You see, the scribes and the high priests and whatnot, they prayed in the public for the consumption and benefit not of the people, but of Caesar and Rome and the Roman Empire and the Roman elites. They prayed in the public to cause the people to think that the high priests were working on behalf of the people, to fool the people. They were acting. They were on a stage put there by Rome. The stage was set up by Rome and Caesar and the ruling class and families of Rome, raised up the high priests, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians on this stage to cause the actors, high priests, which is the high priest, the actors of the high priest, gave the script to the high priest, gave the script to the Herodians and the scribes and the Sadducees and the Pharisees, gave them the script that they may interpret that script and act not on behalf of the people, but rape and rob the people on behalf of Rome and Caesar and the Roman Empire. It's the same today, sisters and brothers. We're going to have to wake up. We are acting in such a stupid fashion today. Black people, Negroes, still want to support Barack Obama. But Barack Obama, did you know that he just signed a $662 billion military spending bill that authorizes the government to indefinitely detain American citizens without trial? Research that? Research the King Alfred plan? And understand that this man is an actor. This man is one who is giving interpretation to a script. This man is speaking in public as if he loves the oppressed people. He's campaigning again, sisters and brothers. He's on the campaign trail. But his actions are not for the benefit of the people, the masses, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, white. His actions are for the benefit of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. And so he has signed a bill called indefinite detention of U.S. citizens without trial, that he can just lock you up. This type of bill would justify locking up any of us who want to stand up for the oppressed. It would justify locking up Louis Farrakhan and Minister Ishmael Muhammad and Mother Tynetta Muhammad and Sister Mother Ava Muhammad and all of those who are standing up, Omalia Shetella of the African People's Socialist Party, Harry Belafonte, Danny Glover, Kathleen Cleaver, what's my beautiful sister name, Angela Davis, and others who are yet in the struggle, Malik Zulu, Shabazz, any of us, me, any of you who want to stand up. You know that a couple of years ago, who was it, what's that dude's name, Blair, his last name was Blair, Dennis Blair, I think his name was, military, on the military, on behalf of the Obama administration, talked about going after activists, going after those who would protest, going after those who would stand up, and the spokesperson for the Obama administration said they were going after the professional left. You see how this is setting up? But we're not afraid. Their plans are defeated. The devil is done. The Rothschilds are done. This bill also strengthens sanctions on Iran, the same thing that was done in Iraq, the same thing that was done in Afghanistan, telling lies about weapons of mass destruction, when the only one who has nuclear weapons or who has used nuclear weapons to kill people has been America, when they dropped the bomb unnecessarily on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Didn't drop that nuclear bomb in Germany, because Germany is Europe, but dropped it on Japan. Japan thought that they could be hanging out with Hitler, thought they could overthrow people, went into China and killed a bunch of Chinese sisters and brothers. I think might have gone to Taiwan and other places, invading people. But the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers controlling all of this warfare, moving people into places that they start to invade and kill and destroy. Rothschilds and Oppenheimers weaponizing everybody, arming everybody, financing everybody, providing everybody with the diamonds, those black industrial diamonds that are the diamonds that create warfare and bloodshed, used in the machines that create the weapons of warfare and destruction. And we think we're supposed to be the enemy of Japan or the enemy of Germany or the enemy of Italy, when in reality, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are moving the chessboard and moving the chess pieces and are controlling all the puppets, causing oppressed people to be against oppressed people. No, we're wiser than that now. Remember the seven nation five-year plan begun by Bush at the behest of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Those seven nations, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. And understand that Obama is only following the dictates as a hypocritical actor on a stage that he did not create. Also, sisters and brothers, it was another thing I wanted to check out. Oh man, can I get back to it? Well, let me just say off memory. Entitlements being attacked. Obama attacking entitlements. But not just Obama and the Democrats, the Republicans as well. Mitt Romney talking about how America is going socialist. Man, come on, we're wiser than that. Do we understand what socialism is? Socialism means that we all have access to the wealth and the resources. You see, Romney is talking to Caucasian people who are racist. White supremacy is not something that benefits the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Rothschilds and Oppenheimers sent down the philosophy of white supremacy only to divide poor whites from poor people that are black, brown, red, and yellow. And those who have not seen into that reality are actually acting out actions that are stupid, just like we continue to support Obama because we are acting out actions that are actually stupid and destroy us. So it is the same. Mitt Romney talking in public like he loves poor Caucasian people, but he does not. He's working for the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Who is that? Santorum. Santorum talking about he doesn't want to help black people by taking from some and giving to them, as if black people are the only ones on entitlements, as if black people are the only ones on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and those programs that help people, when in reality, poor white people are more in numbers accepting and accessing those programs because Caucasian people yet outnumber all other races and ethnicities. So Caucasian people who buy into Santorum, who buy into Mitt Romney, you see, we all gonna be smart and wise together, or we're all going to be stupid together and continue to think that these people care about us. They do not care about us, just like Brother Michael Jackson said. Whether you're black, brown, red, yellow, or white, these parties, Republican and Democrat, care nothing for us. Even Ron Paul, who has a wonderful, foreign policy, but his domestic policy is rotten. He wants to destroy all entitlements, cut thousands and millions of jobs in the government, as if this is a righteous nation and we're all going to treat each other in a righteous fashion, as if the corporations and whatnot have leadership and rulership that is righteous. Ron Paul, your domestic policy is rotten and we cannot go with you, and your public speaking causing us to think that you love the people when your domestic policy will destroy the people. Santorum, your public speaking causing poor whites to think that you love them when your plan is to destroy entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, destroy government jobs and whatnot. Mitt Romney, your public display, you're an actor. Obama, your public display and speaking, you're an actor. You're an actor on a stage. You are a hypocritical actor on a stage that you did not create, and your public displays are not for our benefit. Obama Santorum, Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, all of you call on God as if you love God and love the people. You are hypocritical actors on a stage you did not create. We are not going for the okie doke. Poor blacks, brown, red, yellow, and poor whites, we are going to see through this and understand that Yahshua is the teacher today. Justice is the teacher today. We are not going to be fooled by these public displays. We are going to understand that we are to pray for one another, with one another, help one another, petition the Most High on behalf of each other, love each other, stand up for each other, stand against the puppets and the puppeteers. The puppeteers are the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. The puppets are these folk running for office who are the gatekeepers, who do not love us, but come into the public, talk in the public, pray in the public as if they love us, but they do not. They are working with the synagogue of Satan. Whether they're black or white, Democrat or Republican, matters not. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.